You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G and happy Friday. If you've listened to the show before, you know that Fridays are all about those Friday features. And lucky for you, today we have an exclusive segment of Friday features featuring the one and only Davey. He just released his EP, All in the Family, and you guys are going to love it. These are all feel-good tracks that you're going to want to listen to with family, friends, just loved ones in general. I am so obsessed with this project. I think I've already streamed it 5 times today, so I know all of you guys will be doing the same exact thing. Stay tuned to hear me chat with Davey about the inspiration behind this project, its music videos, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Davey. Davey, how is it going?
It's going pretty well. I can't complain. I'm in California right now, and so I'm just enjoying that beautiful weather.
Yeah, you really can't complain because it is freezing in New York. You do not want to come out here or come back out here, I should say, because this is where you're from. Just don't come back. Just stay there for a while because it's pretty rough out here.
I feel like you, once you grow up with winter, you have paid your dues. So paid my dues.
I did too. And yet I'm still in pain, but it's okay. We're moving on. All in the Family EP is out today. The whole EP is self-written and produced by you. Congratulations on another incredible project.
Thank you.
Of course. So what was the inspiration behind that EP? Because I read a little bit about, you know, kind of the vibe you wanted it to give off. You wanted people to just listen to it, have a good time with their friends, their family, their significant other. But what was the true inspiration behind creating it and kind of compiling those songs?
Yeah. So it's really funny because I had formed a different project. I wanted to do a dance record next, which will still come. But the inspiration was honestly just being around my family during the lockdown. And I had been writing before a few songs as a tribute to just my experience with my grandmother. She passed away in 2018, and she was just such a huge part of my musical experience, but also just every experience I've had of just like creativity and fun. And she's, you know, every Christmas show I would sing at, my grandmom has been there. So I kind of already had in mind that I wanted to do a project kind of doing like a tribute to my grandmother or, you know, my family for bringing that joy of music to me. I just didn't know the timeline. So yeah, I kind of started as journaling. I would kind of just like journal these moments that I had growing up, whether that was like us singing in the kitchen or like making songs upstairs while my dad and mom are downstairs and they can hear us rehearsing. Like we just kind of grew up, me and my cousins and family, just like we were like always creating.
Yeah, for sure. And when you were growing up, what type of music were you guys listening to? Like, were there some staple artists on like the record player or the radio or the CD in the car, like kind of paying homage to your family? So there's got to be some inspiration in the music you were listening to growing up. So, you know, tell us what it was.
Yeah, growing up, we listened to a lot of gospel music. I was in a gospel choir with my family. That's a long story. But so like we did music. We were, you know, my family was very selective of what music we can listen to. Of course, when I got older, you know, there was like Boyz II Men and Lauryn Hill. But really young, we kind of just created. We were like creating music. I grew up listening to like Kirk Franklin and Mary Mary and the Clark Sisters. So a lot of gospel artists. And then when I became a teenager, I kind of got to expand to, you know, Lauryn Hill and Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey. But yeah, that's kind of who we grew up listening to.
Okay, yeah, I get that. So I know with this project, you have bop after bop, like solid track after solid track, but that doesn't just happen overnight. There's always like those stuck moments that you come across when you're creating any sort of project, but especially music. So when you were producing and writing on The Family, what song would you say was the most difficult to record, finish, or like master?
That's a great question. I would say, to answer your question, assembling a project is really hard for me. Obviously, one, I talk a lot. Two, I was so connected to all the songs we did. Like, there were some songs that just didn't maybe sonically fit. But to answer your question, there's a track called Somewhere. And that was like really hard for us to finish. I think because the past projects I had done, they kind of have a little bit of an organic do-it-yourself feel to it. But I felt like Somewhere was a really great track and it needed to have a little bit of more polished finish that I wasn't used to. So that took a while for us to kind of get all the parts dialed in. There's like a little R&B choir in it. That took a while for me to just kind of like dial back. We started with like a bigger choir. And so we really took the song Somewhere apart. That was a little difficult. And there was another song, Kool-Aid, took a while. It's a very simple song, but I've had that song for a while and it kind of took a while for it to circle back to my original intent, which was kind of expressing this waking up on Saturday, smelling, you know, the breakfast downstairs. But yeah, I think Kool-Aid took a while lyrically for me to just like fine tune it and make it a little more simple and not like overdo it with the lyrics. Sorry, that was a long answer.
No, you're good. It's crazy because when I talk to artists and we kind of dive into their albums or projects, there's always that one song that I'm like, this is definitely the one that they were working on until like 6 a.m. for days. And then it's the most simple song that they're like, dude, this took forever. And I'm like, really? And it's crazy, but you know, simple is just never easy. So I guess.
Yeah, it's not. Especially when it's really difficult because I look up to like Pharrell and Mark Ronson and all these producers, and it sounds really cool. You know, one of my biggest songs, Testify, a lot of people don't know, but I produced that and that was like a huge breakthrough for me and it got me a publishing deal and like it was just like a huge moment in my career. But that's a very simple, easy song. It's very linear. But that was like a very difficult song to mix as well. And it was very difficult to just make it where people can sing it and not overcomplicate it and not add too many melodies and too many harmonies.
I know, and that's insane. Some of these tracks on the project, you know, you're listening to them and you're like, oh, I can imagine a music video for this, or like, yeah, I can kind of see this like coming to life, or you're making one in your head and you don't even realize it. Lucky for everyone who has listened to it or is about to stream it, there will be an All in the Family short film. So yeah. What can you tell us about that? And how important is it for you to bring these songs to life through visuals and like clips and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a visual person and I'm drawn to like visual artists. And so even when I'm writing a song, I'm like, you know, finding images online and images of like my grandmother's kitchen and pictures we took from Christmas. Like that's kind of all a part of, for me, making music. I have to have an imagery attached to it. And that's why to me, it was so important with this project to make the short film so that people can understand the world that the music comes from. And once they see it, I feel like they feel more connected, because I know that's not everybody's experience. It's all women of color in the short. It's, you know, in this house. It's just us really having this kind of intimate time, but it's joyful, but it's not like over the top. We're not like, you know, there's not like a dance moment, but I just wanted to show beautiful Black people living life, right? Because we see a lot of great music videos where, you know, I have made them as well, where we're like dancing or we're doing the most and everybody has makeup on and they look great. And I love those videos. Like, I'm watching them all day. But I really wanted the short to just show just the beauty of simplicity. You know what I mean? Like a grandmother in her kitchen just dancing while her grandson and his friends are like writing a song. And I just wanted that to be what the visual was.
Yeah. And I love that idea and the concept, because you're right. Everyone loves those music videos, but I love it when people interpret things differently or kind of pull out a unique idea. And it's like, hey, I didn't expect it to be this, but it's so much better because I already created the music video that I see 9 out of 10 times in my own head. So,
for sure.
As much as I love somebody dancing around and lip syncing to a song, I love something different. So I really vibe with that idea. And I think people are going to be able to connect the EP and its lyrics to something that not only makes sense to you and the inspiration behind the EP from your perspective, but also connect it to their own life. So I think it's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we accomplished the goal of just kind of presenting that world that people can watch, that can be entertained and feel like, wow, you know, this is a beautiful work of art and I appreciate it. And all the kids can watch it and parents can watch it and all in the family. That was kind of my goal.
You know, a slogan. That's it.
Totally. Know? Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's the vibe. It's the premise. It's everything. So You got to get that in every taste of it. The EP itself, You know, sonically, lyrically, and obviously visually, they're getting a whole world of All in the Family from you. And I think That's every fan's dream for an artist to do. And 9 out of 10 times they don't do it. And we're sitting there, you know, crying on our own bathroom floor, listening to it going, I just wish there was a short film. Damn it, Miley Cyrus.
I know.
But you're doing it all. So you're killing it. They have nothing more they can ask for, truthfully, unless there's like a tour hologram that they can, you know, open up in a package at their front door. There's really nothing else you could do for them.
That's so true.
I love that. And speaking of visuals, I know you have the music video for Express dropping super soon, November 12th.
Yeah.
So what makes this music video different from, you know, other ones you've released in the past, or how does this kind of differ from, you know, the short film too?
Yeah. So with the short film, I think we were really intentional, like my team, in choosing the songs that kind of bookend the EP. In a perfect world, in a Lemonade world, you know, like Beyonce, we would have done every song. So with Express, I think we chose to do, I wanted to do a music video that kind of embodied the fun, you know, cinematic feel to it, but also feel like just a dance music video. And it was so, I love that we got to shoot it in Nashville, because a lot of the EP, people don't know, but it was actually recorded in Nashville. So I intentionally wanted to shoot the Express music video in Nashville, in one of their oldest bowling alleys. And I just had a great time, and the owners were like watching it. It was just a fun, you know, shoot. So I am excited about people seeing that music video, because the fun and the life and the vibrance kind of like spills over. We just had a great time on set.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it too. I feel like it's totally going to be different from the short film. It's going to give everyone like a taste of everything. So you know what? I'm excited for it, and I'm awful at bowling, but I know the video is going to be great. It will make me remember the times that I hit the gutter, aka every time that I've ever bowled in my life. So there's that. But we have to talk about the fact that you've hit some of the biggest festivals in the world already. You only have one album. You've done Austin City Limits, Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza. You've opened for some of the biggest names in music right now, like Lizzo, Selena Gomez. The list goes on. And that's not just like, you know, non-headline stuff. That's huge stuff right there. So what is next for you? Like, is there a particular festival you want to perform at, or an artist you want to open for? That would be the ultimate, like, damn, mom, I made it moment. Like, Is it a Grammy? What is that moment for you that you're like, okay, this is real. I'm in this. I mean, everything you already have done would be that moment for me, even if I did 1% of it. But I know artists are always going for the next thing. So what is it for you?
Yeah, you know, I love performing and I appreciate those words. Yeah, when I like survey everything I've done, it feels like, wow, I'm blessed. And I know in this industry, we have like this, I as an artist struggle with it. We have kind of like we have a very short memory. So we're like, no one cares, you know, but like when I look, I'm like, man, I've done really cool things. So I think moving forward, probably would just be able to grow my fan base to be able to like headline my own tour. I really enjoy putting on a show. I feel like that's when people really see what Davey's all about, is when they come to our live shows. So we just got really blessed or lucky or like whatever you want to call it with the festivals, because, you know, we were independent, or I still am signed to an independent label, but I was really independent. I didn't have a record deal at all when we did those big festivals. And I felt like we got our like core fan base through during those festivals. So my big goal would be to have enough, you know, people that love this EP and want to come see me live so that we can start kind of building on that. And probably because I'm from New Jersey, you know, grew up going to New York and stuff, and I live in New York, I would love to play like Madison Square Garden. I was blessed to open up for Selena Gomez and play Barclay, and my whole family got to go to that. And like, that was a moment where I was just like, this is incredible. But I would love to play those venues like as the headliner. That would be a huge goal. And then probably a Grammy, whether that's through me being an artist or producing someone else's record. Like, I always make jokes to my team, like, just give me one. I'll take as many if it's possible, but like, just one and I'll be like, yeah, I got a Grammy.
I totally agree with that. And I feel like Madison Square Garden and a Grammy, it doesn't get any better than that. So
that's a big goal.
Just remember though, no matter how many Grammys you get, you can't pee on it like Kanye did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm not that fancy person. If I had a Grammy, knowing my parents and knowing my dad, it would probably like all be at their house. Like, cause that's how they are now. Anything I do, my parents are just like, yeah, our son's music was on that show, or our son opened it. Like, everything's that. So I know if I had a Grammy, it would be like in, you know, on display in their house.
I know a Grammy is sacred. So, you know, when I saw he did that, I'm like, damn. Now, if anyone's like, my goal is to get a Grammy or whatever, I'm like, just promise you won't pee on it, please. I do have a last question for you. And that is, if you could only describe On the Family as an EP and project in only three words, what would be those three words?
That's a good one. I would say it would be, well, okay, you said three words, but that doesn't include like the or like an article, right?
You can include articles.
I think I would call it either Life with the Homies or Life with the Fam. And this idea of just like, that sums up the project, is like your experience with your ride or dies. That didn't answer. You said three words.
I mean, I'll take it. I feel like that's pretty spot on. So we gotta let that slide. Come on.
We let that slide.
That's pretty good.
Life with the Fam.
Life with the Homies, either life one. It's homies, like an interchangeable answer. We'll let it slide. It's fine. This isn't the SAT. It's great. Well, thank you so much, Davey, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting with me about your new EP. Everyone go stream it. I appreciate it. I love the project and I can't wait to see what's next and watch that damn short film.
Yes. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G featuring Davey. Go stream All in the Family. Tell me what your favorite song is and let's fangirl about the damn thing together. Shall we? That is all I have for today, folks. It is November. I don't think I like that as much as I love Christmas. I wasn't ready for it to be November a few days ago. So bear with me as I am still mourning October. But November's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Remember, I have one final and very important special message for you guys. And if you've listened to my show before, you definitely know what it is. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. I'm a fan of-